Iris Thomas on the line from Consumer Protection. When it comes to getting tradespeople, I think a lot of people are afraid these days of not getting the right one, especially in regards to knowing their rights if the person does a bit of a bad job or not what they kind of expected. I thought we could chat a little bit about that this morning, Iris.
Yeah, sure. And it is important that consumers do know their rights and their responsibilities as far as that's concerned. We have had some people who've, you know, run into problems, so I thought this would be a time to warn consumers out there that the weather's getting warmer and people are doing work around the house and that sort of thing. So, you know, hopefully this bit of advice I have will be helpful to them.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody comes knocking at your door to sell your products or to do work around your house. They've approached you at your house. Just remember you've got a 10 business day cooling off period to think about it and to check the prices. If it's not what you expected, you can cancel the contract. Approach you, you've got those 10 days up your sleeve. Now, also, the consumer law does require services to be carried out with due care and skill, and also in a reasonable amount of time. Some people say, look, he said that will take 2 days or 1 day, and a week later, the job's still not done. So we're looking at a reasonable amount of time there.
Okay, yeah, that makes complete sense, yep.
Yeah. Now, in cases where the tradesperson is looking for a deposit, the work is, you know, worth more than $7,500. Mm-hmm. We say the deposit should be 6.5% for the if it's building work.
For more than $7,500. Okay, yeah.
Absolutely. If it's just general work around the house, we say, look, reasonable amount, 10%. If it's huge, larger jobs, negotiate the progress payments as the stages of the work are completed. So, you know, you could always give us a call if you're not too sure how much you should be paying. Some cases, the tradespeople have sort of gone into bankruptcy or liquidation and you pay that huge deposit which you've lost. So always think about those particular instances when you could lose your money. Check if the business does take credit card payment, because if they do and you run into a few problems further down the line, if it's credit card payment, the chances of you getting a charge back, getting your money back into your account, are much better than paying cash.
Absolutely. And that's some good advice there. Iris, thanks for the chat this morning.
Thank you, Alan.